What's up, y'all? Hope you're having a really great Thursday. We're almost to the end of the week. I can taste Friday. I'm looking forward to it. But I really enjoy being here with each and every one of you. If you missed any of today's great show, you can always find my past episodes at civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. You can check them out there. And that's also where you're going to find in those past episodes, when you click into those, that's where you see all these things that I talk about, like show notes. So when I say I'm going to put in that great New York Times policy side by side, comparing Donald Trump's policies and Kamala Harris by topic, that's going to be in today's show notes. When I talk to you about the great movie that we just discussed with David Sikora, that's going to be in the show notes. You can check it out there, as well as the podcast that he's got that studies the 50-year plan to legalize corruption in this country, all in the show notes. Again, civicmedia.us/Maggie Dawn Show. First and foremost, I have to keep my most patient caller. Gotta give him a chance. Mark, you've been a mensch waiting to get on air here. Sir, what would you like to say this afternoon?
Yeah, thanks so much. And I texted it in that apparently Republicans now think ethics is spelled flexix because they're pretty flexible in what they think is ethical. And, you know, one of the points I texted this also is that you could pull out of the Declaration of Independence, which is basically a bill of indictments against King George III of England, that, you know, George III didn't want to have a sensible immigration policy into the country, granted for different reasons. He wanted judges to be, you know, dependent on his will alone because he wanted them to do whatever the hell he wanted. And also, it specifically incited domestic insurrections against us. Donald Trump incited an insurrection against us. And you could probably pull more out of there, but I mean that this election has to be a Declaration of Independence against Donald Trump.
I love that. A Declaration of Independence against Donald Trump, the MAGA movement, and corruption in government. I'm going to add some on there, Mark. Thanks so much for listening and calling. You can get your 2 cents in. End of the day here, 855-752-4842. Of course, you got Dom Salvia coming up next. My little buddy, you're going to want to keep it locked through the top of the hour. But Aaron, you know, there was this interview on Fox where Bret Baier basically debated the vice president. And he tried to ask her, like, the gotcha question, right? Let's take a listen, because it's an interesting edit by Fox News here.
I heard about that. They were saying I was, like, threatening. I'm not threatening anybody. They're the ones doing the threatening. They do phony investigations. I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. He was the greatest gangster. No, it's true. No, but think of it. It's called weaponization of government. It's a terrible thing.
So,
Brett, I'm sorry, and with all due respect, that clip was not what he has been saying about the enemy within that he has repeated when he's speaking about the American people. That's not what you just showed.
And we can wrap that. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, she then body slams Bret Baier metaphorically, you know, with facts and reality, because this is what Donald Trump actually said.
I think the bigger problem is the enemy from within, not even the people that have come in and destroying our country, by the way, totally destroying our country. The towns, the villages, they're being inundated. But I don't think they're the problem in terms of election day. I think the bigger problem are the people from within. We have some very bad people. We have some sick people, radical left lunatics. And I think they're and it should be very easily handled by, if necessary, by National Guard, or if really necessary, by the military, because they can't let that happen.
Yeah. So, Bret Baier, you're basically lying by implication. It's such selective editing. It just disgusts me to no end. And just yesterday, more reporting that Fox News is faux news. It is highly managed. It is edited to make Trump look good. How disgusting. So this is Donald Trump did a barbershop interview, and it was uploaded eventually to Instagram. So it aired on Fox, okay? And segments were shown on Fox and Friends. But the full thing was actually uploaded to Instagram. Now, it's not unusual for news programs like this one, or, and again, I'm not a journalist, I'm a commentator, but we do try to get things right around here, for shows like this one and any broadcast news or commentary program, to edit interviews for clarity and length. But here, it was literally edited to make Donald Trump look good. One of the most telling parts was when an audience member asked Trump about finding a way to eliminate federal taxes in the future. And on Fox, it's just Trump saying, there is a way. But what actually happened was a 7-minute long ramble about everything else under the planet, with the questioner kept at, who had to like nudge Trump back to the actual topic at hand, which he then, after 7 minutes, said there is a way. And by the way, the idea of eliminating federal income tax is stupid. I'm just going to say that it's a stupid idea. What we need to do is fix the tax system so that middle class and working people pay less, and really rich people like Elon Musk actually pay their fair share. This is going to do it for me this afternoon, folks. But guess who I've got tomorrow on the show? If you like Family Guy, I've got the creator Seth MacFarlane is going to join me for an interview tomorrow on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to break down all of the preset that is necessary from Republicans for the Big Lie 2.0, why they're lying about polls, all on the Maggie Dawn Show tomorrow. But keep it locked right now. My little buddy is up next, Dom Salvia Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.